The devil has left his puritanical dress, and now, like an hawker, attends on the press, that he might through the town sedition disperse, in pamphlets and ballads, in prose and in verse. 'Tis surely so, for if the devil wanted, there would not be so many strange things in print. Now each man writes what seems good in his eyes, and tells in bald rhymes his inventions and lies. Some relate to the world their own causeless fears, endeavoring to set us together by the ears. They strive to make factions for two great commanders, the one be in Holland, the other in Flanders. They bawl and they yawl aloud through the whole town the rights of succession and claims to the crown, and snarling and grumbling like fools at each other, raise contests and factions betwixt son and brother. Here one doth on this side his verses oppose, up starts another, and just with him in prose, on rumour a jade they get up and mount her, and so like Don Quixote with windmills encounter. Our sun is not setting, it does not grow dark yet, the king is in health still and gone to Newmarket. Let then idle coxcombs leave off their debating, what either side says is unmannerly prating. Another, though he be but a senseless widgeon, will like an archbishop determine religion. Whate'er his opinion is, that must be best, and straight he confutes and confounds all the rest. If the coffee house hear one with a grave face, when after salute he hath taken his place, his pipe being lighted begins for to prate, and wisely discourses the affairs of the state. Another in fury the board straight doth thump, and highly extols the blessed times of the rump. The Pope and all monarchs he sends to the devil, and up in their places he sets Harry Neville. Another who would be distinguished from sit, and swearing God damn me to show him a wit, who for all his huffing one grain hath not got, scoffs at all religion and the popish plot. One with an uncivil satirical jest, to be thought a wit, has a fling at the priest. He jeers at his betters and all men of note, from the alderman to the canonical coat. A politic citizen in his blue gown, as gravely in shop he walks up and down, instead of attending the wares on his stall, is all day relating the intrigues at Whitehall. And though to speak truth he be but a noddy, he'd have you to think that he is somebody, with politic shrug even as bad as a curse. He cries out, "Oh, the times no mortal sours!" Then comes a wise knight as the whole city's factor, speaks prologue in prose too grave for an actor, and being so frighted in a learned speech, to stand to their arms all the cits doth beseech. The cobbler in stall, did you but hear him prate, you'd think that he sate at the helm of the state. His all laid aside, and in right hand a pot, he roundly rips up the soul of the plot. But it is not enough to see what is past, for these very men become prophets at last, and with the same eyes can see what is meant to be acted and done in the next parliament. His worship so wise, who a kingdom can rule, is by none dear wife at home made a fool. For though he doth see through dark mists of the state, he can't see his horns that she plants on his pate. The women too prate of the Pope and the Turk, who should play with their tails or else be at work. But to noble virtues they've attained to, I think, to handle state matters and take off the drink. Petition the players to come on the stage, there to represent the vice of the age, that people may see in stage-looking glasses fools of all sorts and these politic asses. And thus I have shown you the vice of the nation, which wants of these things are through reformation. But when that will be, I cannot determine, for plenty breeds vice as foul bodies breed vermin. Men may prate and may write, but 'tis not their rhymes that can anyways change or alter the times. It is now grown an epidemical disease for people to talk and to write what they please. God bless our good king, who our little world rules, and is not disturbed at the actions of fools. It very much helps a wise man's melancholy to see and observe and to laugh at their folly.